You had some big news. Your son Finn is now, well, he's 4 months and a week.
Yep.
Yeah, absolutely. Good looking kid.
He's growing up, man.
But he had a big, big, big thing happen a couple days ago.
Yeah. He's starting to roll around.
Rolling, rolling, rolling.
Oh, and that's all he does, man. A little rolling machine. But this is another thing me and Heidi have been disagreeing on. She wants to restrict him by putting him in like a little, putting pillows around him so he can only go back and forth.
Absolutely.
And I'm like, no, let him roll around the whole family room if he wants to.
You can't.
How far, Mike? That's what I keep saying to Heidi is, how far do you think he's going to really roll? How far can a kid roll? Let him just explore the whole area.
You really want to do this?
Yeah.
All right. Cautionary tale time for Ryan. How far did your kid roll when they were a baby? Our oldest?
Yeah.
That kid wound up in the kitchen one day. They roll quick, dude.
He's just rolling nonstop. It's just a little machine, man.
He's prepping. It's like benching weights when you're in prison. That's the same thing, man. This kid is getting ready. He's going to roll away from you, dude. You're going to sit there one day, and you're going to look around, and the kid is gone.
Yeah, big Dan time for baby gates. Oh, those have been brought up from the basement. I got to install those bad boys now.
It's amazing how they almost look like you want to like you want to go Yellowstone and put your cowboy boot up on there and look at her. Yeah, she's a 4 month old. That's a good looking little kid in there running around. Taz.
My son was like 5, 6 months old. I put him on the floor and I was sitting there playing with him for a little bit. I got up. I went in to use the bathroom and the wife went into the bedroom. I come out of the bathroom and he's gone. First thing I did was check the front door. You know, I thought somebody stole him for a minute. Like we had one of the couches that had the material that touched the floor.
Yeah.
You know, hide the legs. He rolled underneath the couch.
Free range rolling, dude. I'm telling you, Taz, it's a thing. You don't want to free range roll the baby.
And we looked all over the place for him. We could not find him. Now I heard a noise. I looked at the couch. I could see his little fingers sticking out underneath the couch. I was like, and then when I pulled him out of there, he was just smiling and laughing. He thought it was funny.
Well, it was funny. Taz, it's good to hear from you, man. Have a great day.
Keep rocking. You guys have the best station on the planet.
Dude, love you, buddy. Thank you, Taz.
Talk to you soon.
Hi, Ann. You have some advice for Ryan.
Poor, poor, naive Ryan.
It's a good start.
I've raised 3 kids and 19 nieces and nephews, and I can tell you right now, dude, you gotta watch out, because that kid's gonna be going.
So I'm just getting the start of it right now. Give it another couple weeks, and he'll be flying around then.
Oh, I'm telling you, in about 6 weeks, he'll be crawling.
Yeah, but Ann, with 19 nieces and nephews, they could only roll about 8 inches before they hit another kid.
I would say free range is good, like in an open space and as long as you're there. But right.
Ford Field, maybe. Hi, Jim and Dexter. You got some advice for this young man?
They're ninjas. Like you set him down. He's like rolling around bluffing you. And then when you turn around, he's going to stand up, walk across the room. And I'm like, I'm not kidding. Am I kidding, Jim?
No.
You think they can move? They can move when you're not looking. And then he's in the pots and pans drawer, just hanging out.
Right. It's startling, man. Hi, Gloria. How are you this morning?
Fine. How are you?
Good. So you have some advice for young Ryan Logan?
My daughter was 4 weeks old. I ran up the stairs to get a diaper. I hear a thud. I run downstairs. She was on the couch. That little girl had rolled off the couch.
Babies are
fast.
Did it
at the doctor's office, too, 2 days later. He said, 4-week-old babies don't roll. We were standing there, and she rolled off the table. He caught her.
Dang.
So, yes. You got to watch them. You definitely got to watch them or have something around them.
Ann's been holding on. Hi, Ann. You have some advice for Ryan?
Listen to Heidi every chance you get.
Oh, that is the greatest call of the morning.
My daughter, Ashley, I turned my back for 2 seconds, yep. And I'm like, oh my God, where's Ashley? And she's crying because she's wedged under the couch.
Yeah.
Sorry, it's funny to me. Yeah. I would laugh at him before I went and helped him, but.
Right.
No, if I had a camera back then available, I would have taken pictures.
Right. Yeah, you're right. Well, agree with Heidi. Listen to what Heidi says.
Listen to Heidi says. It's a great call. Just listen to Heidi.
I had a dollar for every time somebody told me that.
We'd be out of money in this country.
Big Jim's House on 94.7 WCSX.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.